Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. This program is dedicated to a very important idea and principle in your life, as your life, in my life, as my life. It is dedicated to discovering how to make new designs for new ideas. To design new ideas in this thing called life is something that is important and wonderful. You see, my friends, the glory of the universe is its infinite variety and the power to come together with the truth of self and create what? Create beauty. Now, you already have it. My challenge to you each and every time you turn on this radio program is to use it. This program is dedicated to discovering how to turn from narrow thinking, from the narrow confines of human thinking, to an expanded awareness that the great, the good, the wise, the mystics of every age, both East and West, have known. Our challenge is to wake up to the realization that if we have spent our life thinking critically from duality, we can discover how to think critically from oneness. Many times, people who discover this suddenly discover that all their life they have been thinking from the concept of duality. They have looked at their life and blamed it on a deity sitting up on a throne somewhere with a long white beard that likes the Presbyterians better than the Baptist or the Baptist better than the Buddhist. What if it's a principle? What if Jesus was right when he pointed out very clearly and listened to these words from John 4:23-24? But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And in truth, my dear friends, you are spirit, having a human experience. We all are, no matter what we call ourselves. Critical thinking and action from oneness is allowing yourself to realize that if the master teacher Jesus was correct and God is love and love is infinite, then it only had love to make you out of, and the truth of you is love. So why not start your day today asking yourself, how does love start its day? How does it move through its day? How does it end its day? Thinking is similar to any other skill you might have, like writing or repairing an automobile, painting a picture, writing a song, playing the piano, martial arts, whatever your focus is. If you practice it, you will improve. Think right now. Everything that you do well is because of practice and education. You educated yourself in that area, and then you begin to practice so that the experience of doing it allows you to become better and better and better and better. I know that every time I do this radio program, I was on the air for 15 years on KEST, and I celebrate the fact that so many of you are contacting me and thanking me for being back on the air again. It is great to communicate with all of our former listeners, and one wonderful woman called the other day thanking me for being on the air and said she was going to call everybody she knows and tell them to turn on the radio at 7 o'clock on Wednesday mornings. It is a way to learn how to let best thinking be your way. No one has a copyright on truth. No one's cornered the market. No one has more of it than anyone else. And as the great teachers taught us, no one has more power than anyone else. You've heard me say this before on the radio program, that truth is not truth unless it leads you to you. If it's leading you somewhere else, it's suspect. So how much effort do we make to design new ideas in our life, new ways of thinking? Now, let's go back to the concept of designing. I use the word design not to seek out something other than what you are, but to redesign your understanding of what you are I use the word design and not seek out very deliberately. You see, my friends, new ideas are not there to be discovered. New ideas are there to be created. Where? Right where you are. Now, a lot of people develop a skill in argument, and all they do is look at everything in life and figure out how to argue with it. They are, perpetual alternatives, no matter how wonderful the concept. Skill in argument is not the best skill for creating new ideas. The challenge you have is to know that you can launch yourself from where you are to where you can be without any question about it, and where you can be is unlimited. Dr. Holmes says on page 152 of the Science of Mind textbook, prayer is essential not to the salvation of the soul, for the soul is never lost, but to the conscious well-being of the soul that does not understand itself. There is a vitality in our communion with the infinite, which is productive of the highest good. My wonderful teacher, Dr. Craig Carter, and I will celebrate him my whole life for his commitment to waking his students up to a greater idea of self. Dr. Carter said, God does not seek me for my mistakes, but for my love. My friends, if the master teacher 2,000 years ago was right, and God is spirit, as the master said, we should worship this idea, this concept, in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Ah, the power seeks itself. God created you and me to discover more about itself in a way it's never discovered it before. Why? Because, as Emerson said, if there are two of anything, there wouldn't be any use for one of them. So the individuality that you are in action as God in action in your life, as your life demonstrating your event, is happening in a way God has never experienced before. Why not accept that and celebrate it and realize how unique and wonderful you are? Surely that is probably this concept that is shared in John 23:24 is one of the most beautiful scriptures ever put down for us to assimilate. We could look at it as a rule for living, to celebrate God in action everywhere at once as spirit. The spirit in me greets the spirit in you, in my event, in my whole experience, in this thing called life. You see, the searcher that goes to God only for answers, only for help me when I need help, and never seeks out this presence we call God simply because it is there, may find answers, may receive gifts, but they will miss out on the inner joy of just being in a state of positive prayer, positive awareness, positive meditation. And why? Because they are overlooking that what they're looking for, they're looking with. They are overlooking that discovering this state of awareness within the self is a very, very good place to be. I recommend to each and every one of you that you start your day in a beautiful way. Spend some time every morning of your life just contemplating the world from a sense of kindness, from a sense of love, from a sense of gentleness in this thing called life. This is dwelling in the presence. And dwelling in the presence, my dear friends, is not difficult at all. Once you do it, and I'm sure that many, many of you listening to me this morning know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, many times you can go to a church and it can be a bore, but the challenge is to wake up and recognize that the celebration of your life is you. There are so many paths to God because God is the only place to go. This the great have told us. Someone else said once, only the mystic knows how to say yes to God. Now, my friends, we can say yes to God today. We can say yes to infinite love, immaculate mind, divine intelligence. We can say yes to it. We can know that its love for us is to say yes to everything we believe is true. This is why, as we expand our understanding of ourselves, that understanding in itself begins to think greater thoughts, healthier thoughts, happier thoughts. Can you say yes to God today? Can you say yes to your highest ideal? And if you do, what happens? Your ideal becomes your idea. Indeed, if we at last allow ourselves to agree with our ideal, to agree with the realization, not my will, but thy will be done, our true deeds and desires would probably manifest from then on without further prayer. Why? Because we would become the prayer. The interesting thing about it, as metaphysicians, we understand that everyone on this planet is involved in mind treatment. Most people, though, are involved in world mind treatment. They think like the world. They think like their religion or their denomination or their whatever it is tells them to think. They think from other people's ideas of them. What if we were to let go and let ourselves embody the realization that was shared 2,000 years ago when someone very brilliant to metaphysical understanding said, "Be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This means to allow yourself to move from world mind treatment to spiritual mind treatment. With God, all things are possible. How does all things are possible in me, as me, and my world? How does that consciousness think? Well, what it does is it begins to contemplate the nearness, the allness, and the goodness of God. And it celebrates the fact that it can affirm, "I am peace," and be that affirmation in action. I am at peace. I am at peace with all humankind. I declare right now, without exception, that the wisdom of the universe is echoing in my heart and mind, in what it says to me, in what it says to you, if you listen to it. I am that which thou art that which I am.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
We are all brothers and sisters. We are all offspring of the infinite. We are all one in truth with each other. We are, and that's the way it is. There's a wonderful prayer that says, "I am one with God. I am one. I am. I." Say that to yourself. The truth of you is the realization of your oneness. You are one with the universal mind of love. And that awareness in itself, the prayer of oneness, is not only a prayer for you to accept as your way. No, it is also true of everyone in your world, everyone in the world at large, whether they know it's there or not. Don't ruin your day by what somebody else does not know. It was Dr. P.D. Ospensky who pointed out very clearly something I've been teaching my students for 34 years, and it was taught to me by Dr. Fenwick Holmes, Ernest Holmes' elder brother, and that is, no one is ever going to do what I want them to do. No one is ever going to be what I want them to be, think the way I want them to think, act the way I want them to act. The only one that's going to respond to my ideas is me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank you, Psalms 23:1. Love is my shepherd. Infinite intelligence is my shepherd. Wisdom is my shepherd. The wisdom of my own life experience, the celebration of the best of self unfolding, always unfolding. There's an old idea that has been shared, and my grandfather used to share with me, my wonderful Texas grandfather, when he said, "There is no education in the second kick of a mule." If you have been kicked by some mule in this thing called life, learn from that experience and get out of the way the next time it's drawing back to kick again. The power of positive purpose allows us to do something wonderful. It allows us to wake up to the realization that the more we know, the more we know there's more to know. It allows us to move into a positive purpose dimension of life and give birth to the wonderful by right of consciousness, to begin to contemplate the expression of our own talent, our own abilities, and to apply them so the world's a better place. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 188 of the Science of Mind textbook, "Do the things we want to lend themselves to a constructive program? Do they express a more abundant life, rob no one, create no delusion, and express a greater degree of livingness?" If we are able to answer these questions affirmatively, then all the power of the universe is back of our program. My friends, your thinking all day long is manifesting as your event. Why? Because the universe says yes to your consciousness. Marcus Aurelius said, "Your life is what your thought made it." President Woodrow Wilson said, "We are not here merely to make a living. We are here to enrich the world." Maybe it's time today that we allow ourselves to wake up to the new idea of self and begin to apply ourselves in a healthier and happier way. Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" My friends, God is always for you. How am I experiencing the mystery of life? How could I move from problem-solving my life to experiencing life, celebrating life, unfolding in a healthy, happy way? George Plimpton said, "There are people who would perhaps call me a dilettante because it looks as though I'm having too much fun." He once said, "I have never been convinced that there's anything inherently wrong in having fun." Are you having fun in this thing called life, my friends? Is today something you can affirm with the great of the age, "This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm glad and rejoice in it"? Hugh Prather said this, "It is enough that I am of value to somebody today." Well, if you're going to be of value to someone today, why not be, first of all, a value to yourself? What we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. So what is your gift to God today? Alan Watts, who I knew and studied with and absolutely celebrate, and if you can get your hands on anything written by Alan Watts, go on the website, go on your internet and look up Alan Watts and listen to some of his lectures. You will celebrate doing so. Alan said this, "Life is not a problem to be solved, nor a question to be answered. Life is a mystery to be experienced." Ah, isn't that beautiful? Life is a mystery to be experienced. Don't be a mystery to yourself, my friends. You are greater than you think you are. We are not born into this world, but grow out of it. For what? The people in it, the places in it, the experiences in it, all of it is doing the same thing. We are not born into this world, but grow out of it, for in the same way, if we understand this principle, we can observe that the trees are doing the same thing. The roses in the backyard where I live constantly bloom and bloom and bloom. And all of Earth's people bloom and bloom and bloom. Khalil Gibran said, "Work is love made visible." Made visible. What a great thing that is to understand and apply. Today, I understand the best of myself and let my understanding become visible for the world to see around me, visible in my home, visible in my church, visible with my children, visible with my family. I am harnessing the power of one. I am harnessing the power of thought. I'm exploring the amazing potential within me, and I'm letting it go. into my world. I am letting it unfold into my world. Phil Jackson, who is, of course, the wonderful basketball coach, said, "Hustle is not a substitute for the application of talent." How are you applying your talent today, my friends? If you develop the direction of your own thought, if you become the director of your own life and stop blaming your life on any person, place, or thing, or God, or anything else you think has made up its mind to do something to you, you will wake up to the realization that the universe is not doing it to you, it's doing it through you at the level of your belief about you, because you cannot think about anything above and beyond your self-definition. And when you know this and know you know it, you are learning at that point to guide this amazing power that is available to you right now. You are at that point able to accomplish your greater successes in life. You are able to direct your creativity to reach a higher state of living than you've ever known before, and nothing can get in the way of it but you. The only thing in your way is your idea that something's in your way. To wake up and know that what you're looking for, you're looking with. What a great thing is that. It was Khalil Gibran who said, "You can muffle the drum and you can loosen the strings of a lyre, but who shall command the skylark not to sing?" Let your purpose be single today, my friends. Know that God within you, as you now celebrates whatever task is at hand. The unwavering intelligence that made you out of itself knows what to do, it knows how to do it, and it will accomplish anything you allow it to do as your experience. So whatever task you have before you today, as you start your day, know that as you take up each task, you're doing it with the singleness of purpose and the power of love. Right now, today, bring the full power of infinite mind to every undertaking in your life. I don't care what it is. Home, work, and play. It was Dr. Martin Luther King who shared with us all. He said, if you're a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper the universe has ever known. All your good ideas are ready to come forth as you. All your good ideas move into full expression easily, swiftly, smoothly, without stress, if you let go, if you let God, if you let your inner vision be single, if you think creatively and critically from oneness, not about oneness, but as oneness thinks, your whole world of effect. Right now, beginning with this radio program this morning, is filled with the light of love that dissolves anything and everything unlike itself. This was true before you ever knew it. So know today, my friends, there are no mysteries. No, there is no mystery where there is mastery. And master your life. Master your life by mastering your thinking. Right now, master your thinking by celebrating your life and letting greater good be your way. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to make you aware of the summer classes we're offering because I know everyone will be interested in enrolling. First, we have the Metaphysics of the Four Gospels taught by Reverend Tim Morrow. In a very clear and concise way, the Master Teacher Jesus espoused the art of joyful and prosperous living. Join us for this exciting and insightful exploration of the teachings of Jesus as they were recorded in the four Gospels. Reverend Tim's class is scheduled for Sunday afternoons from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. through August 23rd. Also from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., We have a children's book study facilitated by Reverend Andrea Scheib. If you have a young metaphysician in your life, bring him or her to Reverend Andrea's class through August 30th. From 2:30 to 4 p.m., Reverend Andrea Scheib is leading a class on the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Author and shamanic teacher Ruiz exposes self-limiting beliefs and presents a simple yet effective code of personal conduct learned from his Toltec ancestors. Reverend Darlene Sykes is teaching a powerful course based on Wayne Dyer's new book, Excuses Be Gone. If you are ready to move beyond old, limited ways of thinking, Dr. Dyer provides the method and Reverend Darlene provides the instruction. Tuesday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. through August 25th. On Monday evenings, we are offering Kinship with All Life, taught by Reverend Jane Holt. Based on J. Allen Boone's classic book, this course explores our divine connection with all life and how to harmoniously enhance our relationships with everyone and everything. The course is offered Monday evenings through August 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. To register for classes or simply find out more about what we're offering, please call our office at 510-656-9955. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.